allies like these. With news emerging of widespread U.S. spying on several dozen European leaders and populations, we see the rise of the national, no, international security state. Spycraft has long been a tool of states, especially between rivals and enemy nations. But with the release of the Snowden files, snatched and released by former CIA and NSA security analyst Edward Snowden, we learned that the U.S. considers spying on allies of equal or greater importance. Not since the shady days of ex-president Richard Nixon, who was infamous for his wiretaps of American dissidents like the Peace Movement, the Black Freedom Movement, and the American Indian Rights Movement, have we seen spying on such a scale as this. Indeed, the Bush administration, which had Nixonian appetites, especially in their total information awareness campaign, had to reduce the range of their domestic snooping when civil libertarians yelled and screamed. Fast forward half a dozen years, and total information awareness seems like an understatement. Under President Obama, national security has been unleashed to include domestic spying on millions of Americans and on millions of Europeans and so-called allies. Leaders of France, Germany, Brazil, and Britain have had their personal communications hacked and wirelessly tapped by American intelligence. Are Germany's Angela Merkel or France's François Hollande or Brazil's Dilma Rousseff suspected of conspiring with Al-Qaeda? Seriously? An empire has no allies. It has subordinates, satraps, tools, nothing more. An empire is subject to no law other than its own will. All it knows is expansion, more of everything. Boy, that sounds like the American way, doesn't it? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.